Welcome to the Banega Swasth India podcast. Our focus is on creating a holistic and healthy India for each and every one. Our goal is Lakshya Sampurna Swasthika, where citizens, individuals, society, and governments work together to ensure health for all. So let's speak with Vani Murthy. She's known as Worm Rani on Instagram, and she's been inspiring youngsters to compost waste as well as manage waste sustainably in urban spaces. Thank you so much, Vani, for joining us today.
Thank you, Ambika. Thank you so much.
You know, to begin with, it's a very inspiring story. Please share that with our viewers. How did this, you know, from a homemaker, how did you become the change maker? And why did you think of something like, handling waste in the way you're handling it today?
Oh, it goes long back. I think 15 years back, I happened to explore things outside home. I have been, pretty much at home, not just being a homemaker. I was very, not very comfortable going out on my own or meeting people. But then it so happened that I joined the Resident Welfare Association in Malleshwaram in Bangalore. And I think that opened doors for a lot of things that I hesitantly explored. Mm. And one of the things that happened is a friend of mine said that waste is such a huge problem. Let's do a project, Wealth Out of Waste, where we are looking at everybody participating. And I think that was the first, way I could become a part of a project. And I learned that we could contribute a lot. And I started learning a lot about the problems and the pollution that waste generates and waste causes. And I think it just sucked me into it. And I am so glad I am here today, because it gave me a new lease of life, a life that I didn't know that existed for me. Yes. So it's very exciting from the day I entered this to today. I mean, it has been the same kind of energy. And I think that gives me a purpose in life.
You know, share with us that what is your message actually with the viewers, especially women who want to start out something. You started at the age of around 50, correct me if I'm wrong. And obviously today you're an inspiration. You have so many followers on Instagram, and also that you used, the power of digital media. And a lot of people at that age, hesitate. Like, I'm still a little hesitant when I have to use, social media. And you're really good at it. So a message that how do women start something when they want to?
Oh, I think it's different from different women. For me, it was just the excitement of creating new, ways of living for myself, the change my lifestyle. That excited me. And I just loved, sharing it with it. And when I discovered in 2007 social media, I thought it was really fun to post pictures. I don't write much, but I think I could convey through pictures and captions. And that led me to keep posting a lot of stuff. And I don't know, people just, I started seeing there's a change happening by just sitting at home, and I could do things. And of course, we are a big part of, I'm a part of a big team in Malaysia, in Bangalore, SWMRT, and we together are trying to make a huge difference to this. And I think every woman who is looking at bringing some excitement into their lives should just dive in. The constraints happen only here. I think once you open up and you fall in love, for me, I fell in love with composting. I thought it was the best thing that could happen to me because today I feel that's the rent I pay to live on this planet, that I compost every day and hold back that amazing resource. So I think there is some passion that needs to be involved in the things that you pick up, and something that you just connect so well, especially nature is something that you can connect very deeply, and you know that you're going to make a difference. I think that belief in yourself is very important. Many people just brush it off, saying if one person changes, nothing is going to happen. Yeah. But I believe that I changed, and I have this amazing, people that I see all around me who are a part of that change. And that itself is so motivating, inspiring, and keeps pumping your energy levels. I think you should fall passionately in love with what you do and pick up things that are completely out of your comfort zone. That's what happened to me.
Absolutely. That happened to you. The perfect example. And like you rightly said, it's about believing in yourself and the change or whatever. It's right here. I think those are really important things, what you said. Tell us, like you said, you're working in an organization in Bengaluru. What is this Smart Bengaluru? And is that also you feel something which inspired you to do something, you know, again at a later age in life?
Well, SWMRT is a combination. It's a solid waste management roundtable. It was just citizens who are working in different parts of Bangalore around waste came together, and we felt a need to keep talking about it, getting citizens to take responsibility of the waste they generate. And all these were the things that drove us to become a team, and also meeting regularly, bringing out campaigns, and awareness and education was so important to shift people's attitude towards waste. It was always not in my backyard. You know, take it away, let the municipality take care of it. But if you take responsibility as a citizen for everything that you generate, and knowing that there is an impact, I think that leads to a change. It's kind of,
I think, yeah, it's like learning by example, right? And it obviously helps with, like you said, partnerships are important. But as individuals, as citizens, we also have responsibilities. We can't just say, again, like you rightly said, you know, that it's not my responsibility. The corporation will do it. Just the last one, could you tell us the importance of, you know, composting and waste management in today's day and time, especially because when we talk about sustainable development goals, it is really important to manage our waste. We are the ones who generate this waste. So what should we all really be doing to live a more sustainable life?
Well, first of all, we have to understand that there is a big impact on the ecosystem when we don't really take responsibility of the waste. And today, with the world where convenience is its primary, you know, it's so important to have convenience around. The single-use disposable has become a big part of our lifestyle. So if we are mindful of what we generate and how we dispose and what really happens to it at the end of its life, is very important. If we become sensitive about that, I think we can put into place a lot of things, like, you know, reduce the amount of trash that we generate. And whatever we generate, can we divert it away for recycling? Can we start composting? Because 60% of the waste that we generate at home is compostable. It is your kitchen waste. And all the peels that we generate can be converted through compost into making great soil, to building living soil, which is so important to grow food. So there is a direct connect between managing your waste and the food that you eat, because the organic matter needs to build soil. And that soil is built because of the organic matter, the amount of microorganisms that increase in the soil that gives nutrition to the plants, and the plants in turn gives to us. So we see that direct connect, and we close the loop within our homes. So if we pick up habits that are important, that can make a difference, not just to us, to our lifestyle, but to the ecosystem. The beautiful planet has a fantastic ecosystem, and it's not just us human beings that live on this planet. It is the million species that live in harmony with nature. They don't generate anything that the earth can't digest. And we as human beings have a huge responsibility to not spoil the ecosystem and the environment that they have to survive. You know, everybody depend on this beautiful planet for its beautiful ecosystem. So if that becomes sensitive matter to every individual, and if they can take action, it is time to act, because climate change has come very close to all of us. And the disaster that's happening, we are seeing. And if we don't act now, you know, it is going to be too late. So it is action time.
Action time. And we all are responsible citizens. And also we need to leave that for our future generations. It's been a pleasure to speak with you, Ms. Murthy. Thank you so much for giving us your time. That's it on the Banega Swasth India podcast this week. If you have comments, queries or suggestions on the topic we discussed today, or issues you would like us to cover in future, do write to us on bsipodcast@ndtv.com. Remember, BSI stands for Banega Swasth India. You can also connect with us on Banega Swasth India handles on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and continue the conversation through the week. Till next week, this is Ambika Singh Kama signing off. Stay healthy and stay safe.